Let's start with the war chest, ladies and gentlemen. It's day 42 of the Battle of Ukraine. And a lot of things have changed for the boys at for the home team. Well, I don't know if you have heard, but the Russians are pulling back, and the Ukrainians managed to retake lost territory. They're taking back lost territory and getting some big W's. And during their retaking of some territories, some unsavory things were discovered during the areas that was under Russian occupation, Andrew.
Which is?
That apparently the Russian soldiers were committing genocide to the people living in occupied territory under their control. Killing men older than 50.
Why?
You know, tying their hands and straight up killing them execution style.
What the fuck? What was the point of that?
Nobody knows.
For shits and giggles or what?
It could be just for shits and giggles. And doing other, you know, stuff that you think you only hear from being on the dark age, you know, the medieval ages where an army comes in, pillage, ransacks, you know, typical pillaging, raping, stuff like that. Stories like that has appeared under areas that were been under Russian occupation. That some Russian soldiers will barge into people's houses and just, you know, stay in their living rooms and drink and eat and do whatever they want. And also steal stuff. And you'd be surprised what the stuff they stole, Andrew.
Which is?
Are you, cooking utensils such as pots and pans. Toilets? Yes, they actually stole a whole toilet.
What the fuck?
And microwaves. To the point that they were taking them to lure UPSs to take them back home. Yeah, these Russians are. And yeah, look at Russia. Parts where these guys getting drafted, there's parts of Russia that they haven't seen a toilet. They literally go to the outhouse and do their business. So them seeing a toilet, microwave, and a TV, they're straight up stealing stuff.
You mean like caveman discovering the wheel and fire? Are you talking about like that? Like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah. And there's the town they found where they're, you know, killing, you know, these men. Let me see if I can pronounce the town. Telegram.
I was gonna say, what's this meme you posted? I don't understand it.
I'll answer that for you.
Okay.
And it's, the town that was under, where they found the bodies of men, you know, tied up and gunned down, was Bucha. B-U-C-H-A. Bucha. Bucha, Ukraine. Where people were literally finding houses of horrors, ladies and gentlemen. Where the Russian soldiers would torture men they accused of being Ukraine soldiers, militiamen, or spies, and hang tying them, torturing them, and eventually killing them. And there's, I don't know if you ever seen photographs of it.
No, I never seen photographs.
They literally left bodies, you know, on the road. If you have seen, like, you know, what happens to a body left, you know, fending itself against the elements for several days, and a lot of quote-unquote Russian shills, people that got subverted to the point that they believe Russia's the good guys in this whole event. Yes, there's people like that, Andrew. So, a lot of them are saying that, oh, it's, you know, completely fake news, there's no way the Russians would do this, so on and so forth, right? And to the point that people, like, you know, neutral parties were actually investigating the actual war crimes that the Russians are committing and the stuff that the Russians were doing, and also the survivors from the quote unquote mercy from the Russians, it all match to the point that there's a photograph of a little boy standing next to his mother's grave. So, you know, chances that woman didn't went quietly. There's another photograph of a dog standing near with his owner that his owner was gunned down, and a lot of people, you know, are finding mass graves where the Russians would just dump the bodies. And some of the bodies were very, very shallow. Others were burned. They were trying to burn the bodies, or others were just locked up in rooms. And like I said, after discovering what happened in Bucha, the Ukraine government is no longer looking for a peace talks anymore.
Really?
It's total war or nothing at all. Now we don't know what's gonna happen to these Russian POWs. We don't know if they're gonna be reprisal attacks against the Russian POWs, or what's gonna happen. And it's, you know, as many Russian shills are saying, oh, Russia's gonna retake the capital, or oh, the capital is never the target.
Who's saying that?
Russian shills, people that are so demoralized to the point that they will believe whatever the Russian government. People are, being pro-Russian. I was telling them, they're like, oh, I believe Russian, the good guy in the situation, fighting the global homos. If you see my post, those are the kind of people that, buy into the whole, the enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of shtick, right? Pretty much completely ignoring that the Russian military is not all hot. It's not all that in a bag of chips. To the point that they view the Russian military as like the Russian military in your video games and movies. That's the only thing they view Russia. As many of them are saying, like, oh, Mariupol is, the city being besieged by the Russian military, Mariupol, that's quickly becoming the Ukraine Alamo. Yes, there are Russian troops there, but they haven't taken this town over. Like the stuff that I post on my personal account, they haven't taken that town. Each time they try to go home, a block, Russians lose 100 soldiers for just walking down the street. And also, fresh supplies that should be delivered to the defenders of Mariupol. So many people are asking questions, how are they getting fresh supplies? One word, sewers. You ferry fresh supplies down the sewers or subway tunnels and like that. They're still getting fresh ammunition, bullets, and cowboy, and probably fresh men to continue the fight. And photographs of the city of Mariupol, that town is gone. It's literally just remains of buildings and craters. Pretty much the Russians are trying to take over a grave, while the Mariupol defenders are fighting to the last man and making sure that the Russians own if they ever take over the town, they're taking over a mountain of dead bodies of their fallen comrades. And more unflattering images of the Russian army being extremely unprofessional, raging from being extremely drunk and driving a tank to a river. So, Andrew, guess what happens when you drive a tank drunk down a river? It sinks. And since the whole tank crew is drunk, what happens to the tank crew?
They drown.
And Ukraine is currently freezing right now. Mm-hmm. So, do the math.
Those guys pretty much killed themselves.
Yes. So they looted a liquor store, stole some liquor, drive drug, and they drowned themselves. The fucking state of the Russian military. After, this week when the rest of the world discovered the atrocities of the Russian military has committed to the people of Ukraine, the words of getting involved rose louder and louder. But no one wants to pull the trigger on it because the fear of nuclear weapons is preventing any form of actual entering the conflict. But they actually did some sanctions, harsh sanctions. They sanctioned one of the major banks in Russia hard, and also put other harsh sanctions on Vladimir Putin's daughters and more members of his inner circle in Sergeyev. And so, knowing seeing the Russians, they decide to continue heavily bombing civilian areas. There's recent photos of them bombing a village of Borodoka after shelling and bombing, greatly hitting areas where there's civilians living. And also, a recent, not recent, but today, they attacked a city called Siroxi, and directly hitting areas of where civilians are currently staying. After the bombing was over, 10 high-rise buildings were caught on fire. A number of victims is being reestablished. Recalls that the residents of both Dorotoxi and there's the two regions that the Russians are claiming they're going to take over, because that's our main objective, taking over Donetsk and Luhansk region. That's the main objective. Ukraine's urging citizens to fucking leave those regions immediately, because now they know that the Russians are, well, let's say not honorable people. That's the polite word, because where we're at right now, right? And also, a lot of people say, like, oh, you know, the ruble bounced back, right? Guess what happened today?
What happened today?
The ruble fucking crashed. Oof. Like, the whole meme of the, you know, oh, the ruble's gold back. Gold back, you know, it sounds cool and all, but that's a sign of a currency on the downturn, not a downturn. And also, the reason why the ruble was a little bit high for the last 2 weeks was because of foreign currency. The Russians were using, you know, the money that they forced the citizens, their citizens to give back, to give to them. All their US dollars, euros, yens, fucking pesos, you name it. That's why the ruble was on the green side. But now, since sanctions are hitting the Russians, and also due to the pretty much the government allowing this atrocity happening in Belarus, so it's just a bad time to be Russians. Alright, here's the bullet points within the last 24 hours. Russian forces in eastern Ukraine are attempting to consolidate forces and maintain for an offensive for the coming days. The Ukrainian officials are urging people within the eastern regions to evacuate. The United Kingdom freezes assets of Russia's largest bank, Sberbank, and bans all British investments in Russia. U.S. imposes sanctions against Putin's inner circle, including his daughters. Ukraine has won the Battle of Kiev, and Russian forces are completely withdrawn in the east and west banks of the Aleppo disorder. So they're evacuating, but their evacuation is fucking messy, to the point that Ukraine tanks and anti-tank crews are pretty much sniping their vehicles on the retreat. So it's literally like a crew of five guys with some rockets seeing a convoy of Russian vehicles. And guess what happens to those convoys?
We are gonna be called convoy through the night.
Exactly. and Institute of Strategic War. If you're saying this war is far from over,
just begun.
Since Ukraine's moving on the offensive, now the talk is the Ukrainian military might take back lost territory, such as the two separatist states and Crimea. That's actually some good news. And if they could pull it off and get more offensive gear, could pull off a counteroffensive, that would probably put the Russians in the back turn and force them into the negotiation table, and either force Vladimir Putin to relinquish power, or tell the Russian people why there's Ukrainian soldiers near the border salivating the idea of killing Russians. And also, a Ukrainian man was allegedly abducted by the Russian military on the 23rd of March, was found dead along with her son and husband in a shallow grave. Reported around the world had reached Talabucha and found at least 30 civilian bodies, some of them the hands tied behind their backs and killed execution style. And also, and some good news, pretty much two Ukrainian helicopters pulled off a suicide mission. Oof. And they did it in sick fashion. You know how they did it, Andrew?
How did they do it?
They flew two helicopters extremely low, and they had directly attacked Russian soil, destroying an area they're storing gas. They struck an oil depot and Belgrade, Russia, first the Ukrainian military and government is refusing to confirm or deny greenlight the suicide operation. I almost pressed, did those Ukraine pilots made it back? They made it back. And this also caused panic within Russia, because now Ukraine has the ability to strike back. And also Ukraine has struck back at, you know, Russian soil long before, it's almost 9 years before, after the end of the Second World War, when Russia was actually directly attacked. And some positive news, both the United Kingdom and Hungary are giving Ukraine more offensive means to fight back. So they're giving them tanks, artillery, and more guns to continue the war and be in the offense. While that was happening, also Russia brought back the draft.
So really, yeah, really, they're literally going to make the 90% of people who didn't want this, they're going to make them suffer by the draft. That's fucking bullshit, in my opinion. But I have a feeling Sleepy Joe might do the same thing to us, so.
As long as, you know, he doesn't do enough bumbling and jumbling, we'll be okay.
But knowing him, he will do some fumbling and jumbling.
Hey, he will find a way to fuck up.
That's what I said. That's what I just said.
He will find a way. He will find a way. Like that song from Drake and Josh. After the tragedy of what happened in Burris, a group of Ukrainian holy men, people, rebels, brought the flag from the town to the Pope, and the Pope said that he prays for the souls of what happened to Burris, and saying that what happened to Burris should never have happened. And some of the lighter news. Encounters of UFOs, ladies and gentlemen, have reportedly left unwanted pregnancies and radiation burns, a newly declassified Pentagon report claims. And this is from LiveScience.com.
That's camp.
No, they actually are over 1,500 pages of UFO-related research that were just declassified via a FISA or a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, request, where there's multiple accounts of unaccorded pregnancies and people suffering radiation burns from encountering alien males. So, who knows? And another news, Andrew, do you remember I told you about that computer repair guy that discovered the laptop belonging to President Potato?
Yes.
Well, the whistleblower fucking left the country and currently is in Switzerland under the fear of reprisal from the Biden administration.
So he's afraid of getting greenlit. Remember I told you that was gonna happen? Remember I told you? Remember I mentioned it the last time we recorded, and I was like, what am I feeling? This guy might, you know, he just might run away.
Or he might get suicide. His hands be tied behind his back and get shot in the head 3 times. Yeah, he's currently in Switzerland under a safe haven in Switzerland. And our boy claims that, not claims, but still, he still has the original files of the laptop. Also, all the stuff that the FBI claimed that, oh, we cannot recover because we're deleted, right? Guess what? Guess our boy, the whistleblower, Jack Maxey, said. He also has the 450 missing gigabytes of deleted material that the FBI claimed that it cannot recover or it was deleted.
Okay, he took it and then he deleted it, right?
No. Like I said, the FBI claimed the information was missing.
No, but that's what I was saying, that this guy took everything.
He has a hard copy. And the FBI were claiming, but the stuff that we have, it was, some of it was deleted. So, I don't know. And he said, I got the original copies and the missing 450 gigabytes of information that they very claimed that was missing. So that's why he's afraid of reprisal from the Joe Biden administration. And he did an interview with Daily Mail that he moved his family all the way to Switzerland because he was afraid that, let's say, mysterious individuals will decide to visit his house or businesses, you know? Afraid that grandpa might decide to go off the rocket and decide to be some man. And like, you're right, Andrew. He was afraid of being greenlit or his car mysteriously not working.
Dark Man 2. See you later.
And also, today was the anniversary of the whole Obama campaign, right?
I think so.
And
where's Obama? Like, he showed up and he took pictures with everybody, but he ignored Joe Biden altogether.
Nobody understand how to be the bad man.
To be the Sandman.
He was literally like, chop liver, while everyone was like, ooh, you know, the black savior is back. And I was like, what? What? Who let the boy back in? And also, during the, and also, this was the 2-year anniversary of the outbreak hitting the United States, and you know, the former president, you know, we all got censored because we were turning the ad. The former funny duck said, and I quote, "Some people say my greatest achievement was getting the vaccine, because the vaccine was said to take up to 3 to 5 years, and most people said it wasn't going to happen." Pretty much, you know, he's like, you know, probably his biggest achievement was, you know, for Project Others, Black to Be, for, you know, helping to develop and finance the vaccines. And depending on what you need on the vaccines or its effectiveness, it did help the people that needed them, right? So you can't bias our heads, fucking Spotify.
Yeah, because Eric actually, you know, he has the source material to back it up.
And also, this is a quote. This is from, from the Atlantic, you freaking weirdos. And big happy news, Elon Musk bought a big portion of Twitter. Yeah, it's like I think 10%, like 10% of stock in Twitter. Okay, it was, he bought $3 billion in stake. Pretty much he bought up to 9.2% of Twitter stock. Pretty much they did the calculation to the point that he owns 4 times as much stock on Twitter than the former CEO, Jack Dorsey, to the point that the disclosure actually rose on Twitter stock 23%. And noticing the Twitter weirdos that pretty much live in re-Twitter, they had a conniption fit. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Why did they have a conniption fit for?
Because they don't like Elon Musk. They hate a successful African. A successful African. Do you believe that, Andrew? Yeah, they hate when Africans succeed. They just hate.
These are the same people who applaud every time Obama shows up.
Yeah, Obama's, I mean, you know, he's an American African or American. Elon Musk is from Africa, but I guess Elon Musk is not the right color. And since Elon Musk, you know, bought a big portion of stock, also in other news, causing the Twitter weirdos having to pull out their hair and it's green bloody murder, Elon Musk joins Twitter's board of directors. And he pledged, both on, you know, during reports and also in his personal Twitter account, to make significant improvements to Twitter in the coming months. And that talk also rose the stock market for TwitTwit, a 8% high for today. And a lot of people are speculating, they have wild speculations, ladies and gentlemen. Some say that Elon Musk might unban the former president. And this caused a lot of the former the Twitter weirdos to have a bigger convention thing, like, oh, geez, screaming murder, and so on and so forth. And I don't know what kind of improvements he's going to bring. More lax rules? Because I don't own a Twitter account. So what kind of improvements do you think that Elon Musk is going to bring to the Twitch app?
The only improvement I want, and this is what I really want,
what you really, really want.
When I tweet something and I misspell it, I can go back and edit the tweet without deleting the tweet. That's the only thing I want.
I wish Instagram also had that too.
What do you mean?
Ability to edit posts.
You can edit the post
by deleting it. No, when you reply to something, you wish you could edit it back, but you can't.
Oh, you mean when you comment something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would help. But you would need to talk to Zuck the Cook on that one.
That ain't gonna happen. And also, to talk about Florida, man. Governor DeSantis made the weirdos freak out. You know why he made the weirdos freak out? Well,
go for it.
Why? To answer the question, he signed a bill pretty much preventing schools to not talk about any form of sexuality to children under the age between sixth grade. That they should, if they're gonna do that, they should inform the parents about sex. When I talk about sex, I mean any kind of sex. Pretty much allowing the parents more to understand what's going on their kids' education. And the weirdos use it as a way to, DeSantis banning gays, can't say gay, and so on and so forth. Due to that convention trip, Disney decided to put their foot in their mouth and pretty much declaring a jihad against DeSantis. And you wonder, what did the Florida man decide to do? Well, he decided to, considering to remove this is a special guarantees in Orlando, because Disney Orlando functions like their own state. They have liberties and abilities to do stuff in their little partial land, right? So if Disney is so up in arms about it, DeSantis could remove Disney's abilities and cause grief to Disney. Like they could impose the rule of no abilities harder than a certain amount should be this high, or and so on and so forth. First, the Florida man's waging war against the mouse, and also winning, surprisingly.
Oh, is it the Don't Say Gay bill or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, people are more up in arms about that than what's going on in Ukraine.
And even the 7-page bill, that doesn't say anything about that. It's just saying that you can't bring your personal love life and tell that to your kids or teacher. Now, that's weird. No one needs to know what you do behind closed doors, am I right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Or teach that to kids.
Yeah, especially. Like I said, we didn't learn it. I learned about puberty, three times in school? You probably think, what do you mean three times? Yeah, one in fifth grade, another time in seventh grade. I don't know if you remember that one. You remember that one, because I was fucking making jokes left and right. And people were like, what do you mean you were making jokes? Yeah, we were watching one video. I think like a dude fucking beating his meat. And he was like, oh, well, don't let the fear of God judge you for masturbation, because in the old Bible times it said masturbation was a sin, and it showed literally a kid under the shiki town fucking going to town, and you just see a big old pair of eyes with thunder and lightning and clouds, and I am watching you, Timmy. It is a sin. You are going to hell.
Get over. Christ getting over.
I want to say, you remember that. So, the fucking, this kid, and he's like, oh, well, you don't have to worry about that, because masturbation is not a sin. And fucking me and my dumbass, okay, so what about anal?
Yeah.
And fucking Eric's like, that's why Eric stayed quiet, because he stood. Eric was you were the only one not laughing at that one, everybody else was. Like, what about anal? Is that a sin?
Yeah, sodomy is a sin, actually.
I know, but... No, but you know what I meant. I didn't mean it that way. I just meant in general.
No, like, people are asking, wait, is sodomy a sin? Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Can't, that's why people are, like, doing fun stuff. Like, nah, dude, that's super inappropriate and disgusting.
That's what I remember you said. You said, that's disgusting.
Well, besides that, hey, we got some good news, Andy. You think I was going to tell you the whole bad news, right?
Well, this is CWR, so, yeah, I kind of expect bad news all the time.
our boy, the great Okan, saved the girl from being abducted.
How did that happen?
Well, apparently our boy, Great Khan, doing Great Khan stuff, going to, like, otaku areas, buying some anime books and stuff. And apparently, like, a group of, weirdos were trying to kidnap this girl. And our boy leaped into action. You know how he did it?
How did he do it?
He fucking actually did wrestling moves on these creepazoids. He went full on wildcat. He just German suplexed the creeps. And there's actually an article from RT Wrestling. I'm actually going to read the article to you guys next time. Or Inside the Ropes. Don't worry. There we go. The Great Okan has been honored for saving a girl from an assault. The evening was March 29. Khan was reportedly subduing a drunk 60-year-old man who grabbed a 10-year-old girl by the shoulders. And Khan has seen this man harassing this girl before, standing in he's gonna warp this creepazoid brother. And it happened, this incident happened near the JR main future station in Kazi town city. And the local police honored Khan on Monday with a letter of appreciation for his efforts, and he told Tokyo Sports that he recognized that he's more valuable to him than championship belt. The 30-year-old member of the United Empire was busy a few weeks upcoming. He will be involved in the Hyper Battle on 2022 tour in Japan, leading up to the big event on April 9th. And him teaming up with Jacob Cobb for the IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team belts. And he also will travel to the United States. And wrestle in LA on April 10th, saying that he views of him actually saving this little girl, and gave the letter of appreciation from the police more than any title belt he could get. Yeah, fucking.
And after
being the creepazoid, to help the little girl, he offered her pancakes. Take her to a pancake joint to put her in positive spirits, so waiting for the police. And Okan said that he doesn't care if he ever wins a tournament, that he don't he care that he, probably saved someone's life. Fucking Okan, the realest tough guy in the business. No one can say anything. Can we get a hell yeah for Okan?
Can we get a what?
Can we get a hell yeah for Okan?
Hell yeah.
For being a legit tough guy, as it were. This is that edit. Do you want to add anything or?
No, I don't know if I really got anything.
Besides, it was extremely hot today and windy.
Yeah, it was hot.
Yeah, the fucking weather is weird. One day it's just cold as hell and cloudy, and one day it decides to be hot. Yeah, it has to be extremely hot and windy. So, Andrew, since we finished our wrestling segment, we dropped the news. So,
did you hear about that guy?
What guy? Ezra Miller?
Yes.
Who was that?
He plays Flash in the DCEU movies.
Oh, you mean the fucking weirdo that's having random fights with people?
Yeah, supposedly from IGN. That Warner Brothers and DC are having an instant emergency meeting over his DC comic book universe. Which means this fool might get future endeavors from DC.
Nah, this guy is peak schizo. Because handful of superhero movies, now he thinks he can fight crime?
Miller was recently arrested for disorderly conduct and harassment at a Hawaii bar.
A legit big tough guy. Not a real guy like Okan, right?
No, not like Okan. A source from the studio has rebooked the original report from Rolling Stone telling IGN that no such emergency meeting took place and dismissing the claims as exaggeration. Supposedly, yeah, they're pretty much DC and Warner Brothers, or DC and Warner Brothers discovery.
Yeah, it was a merger.
Yeah, there was a merger that happened. That Miller's future at WB, especially part of the DCEU, is being discussed during a strange time for the company. As of right now, The Flash is still on track for the 2023 release date. There's no news yet on a potential sequel. IGN has reached out to Warner Bros. Discovery and Miller's representatives for comment, but so far, no comment.
Yeah, the way Mr. Miller is acting, sooner or later someone's gonna check him. You know? And it's not a call for violence. You know, he's one of these fake Hollywood tough guys that, I have to do some flashy moves here and there, right? He's gonna bump to the wrong guy, and he's gonna get smashed. Am I right, Andrew?
Right.
Yeah, I read so like he challenged the fucking the Klan, saying that he's gonna fuck them up. Yes, he deliberately said he will challenge the Klan. I guess them being too busy building Black Tar heroin, they didn't take his threat seriously. And that's the thing, dude. He's gonna end up bucking to the wrong guy. And the guy's gonna square him up, and they're gonna smash his face in. He's gonna scream, "Oh, the person that turned my face to a grape, they didn't like me because I'm a gay person." Or something like that, right?
Maybe.
But you know, him acting like a fool, someone's gonna oblige him, and that's the next time you see my mugshot, he's gonna have a fucking goiter size of a grapefruit. Not a goiter, literally having a black eye size of a grapefruit. And also, apparently, this is not the only time he was acting like a freaking weirdo. So I don't know what's gonna happen to him. I don't know if they're gonna actually have him, have an intervention and see why he's acting up this way, or are they gonna say, "Hey, your character, the Flash movie, that's it, that's the last one you're gonna do. You're too much of a liability." The word goes, right? Besides that, Andrew, anything else?
LA County supervisors gave preliminary approval to ban single-use plastics in its food service.
What?
So pretty much, they gave an approval rating to ordinance requiring that all food service containers, cups and dishes, and cutlery distributed by restaurants and food facilities in unincorporated areas of LA County must be recyclable or compostable. Ordinance would sell profit from retail stores from selling expanded polystyrene or styrofoam products such as coolers, packing materials, cups, plates, and pool toys unless they are encased in durable material. This requires full-service restaurants with sit-down service provide customers with reusable multi-service utensils and plates. The board advanced the proposed ordinance for the discussion on a 4-1 vote. The supervisor Catherine Barger, dissenting, ordinance must be returned the board for a final vote, but the exact date for the vote was not immediately set. If any given final approval by the board, the ordinance would take place on May 1st, 2023 for all food facilities operating in a permanent location, and for all retail stores would take effect for food trucks on November 1st, 2023 and for May 1st, 2024. For farmers markets, catering companies, and temporary food facilities. Violators will be fined up to $100 per day, the maximum of $1,000 per year. Ordinance was backed by various by the environmental groups who cited the impact of plastics and waste streams locally and globally and on the people's health in general.
Well, that's a whole lot of boo-boo. If they're worried about the environment, why they're not talking about all those one-use masks that are currently polluting the ocean?
Right?
Or on the sidewalk. That's a massive problem. But hey, the fucking plastic forks and spoons and knives and cups. Wow. Stunning and brave. people might say.
Besides that, anything else that you want to add?
No, I don't think I got anything yet. Oh, wait, I got one more thing. And on a good note. Pasadena, California, where Van Halen formed in 1972, paying tribute to the band with a brand new stage.
So they got all the members of Van Halen to perform?
No. The park where Van Halen was formed, they had a stage. And they're actually going to... Octavia Butler Park is going to name their new stage in the park after Van Halen. Because that's where Van Halen was formed, in Pasadena.
What, like an open air park?
Yeah. Pasadena, California, 50 years after Van Halen performed in Pasadena, the city is now paying tribute to the legendary rock, glam rock band. The city plans to name the stage at the new park under construction, the Van Halen Stage. The Van Halen moved in Pasadena and the Netherlands in 62. A decade later, Alex and Eddie formed their band, Mammoth, but then added David Lee Roth and then Michael Anthony to rename themselves Van Halen. The band went on to worldwide success, becoming one of the best-selling rock groups in rock history, with more than 80 million albums sold. Ed Van Halen died of cancer in 2020 at the age of 65, and the group officially disbanded. The city of Pasadena is building a new one-acre park at 701 East Union Street between El Molino and Oak Knoll Avenues. The city held public outreach to the solicit suggestions of the name of the new park, with most popular being which either would have been Eddie Van Halen and Octavia E. Butler, an acclaimed science fiction writer who was born in the city of Pasadena. Ultimately, a city commission recommended naming the park for Butler and the performance stage, not just for Eddie, but the entire band itself. On Monday, the city council decided to approve the name of the Van Halen stage, but then decided to overall just name the park the Playhouse Village Park. Butler has already been honored by the city recently. Earlier this year, Pasadena Unified School District Board voted to rename a middle school after the writer. Construction of the park is expected to be completed by summer of 2022.
Why not just have statue of those two guys?
No, because you already know what's going to happen to the statue. It's going to get the graffitied and shit on. And
oh, yeah.
Anyways, are you ready to start our new story arc?
Sure.